Well, we're back. Now, Norman O'Brown, he was not a member per se of the Frankfurt School, but he certainly was fully involved. He wrote one, what I call the two Bibles of the 60s. The one was by a member of the Frankfurt School, Herbert Marcuse, his book Eros and Civilization, but this was the other one. Both of these authors are dealing with the explaining of the merging of Sigmund Freud, how Sigmund Freud fit within the same dialectical pattern as Karl Marx. Now, picking up where we left off, Norman O'Brown writes in Life Against Death, we must return to Freud and say that incest guilt created the familial organization. Now, let's go backwards. What is the familial organization? It's the family, the traditional structure, the patriarchal structure of obeying parents. Now, what created this family structure? He says, incest guilt. And he's saying that Freud said that this incest guilt created the family. Now, what that means, and we'll get into this later. I don't want to spend forever on Norman O'Brown, but really he sums up what's happened to our culture, this abominable culture that we now find ourselves in. According to Freud, the early family structure, the primal horde, or the primitive tribe, as we would say today, that primal horde is the European way of saying things, was a father figure. He rejected the Bible account of creation, but it was a father, a patriarch, and his wife, who was a matriarch, in structure, and children. Now, the children really are the heresiarchal. The Bible talks about when the children rule, there's oppression. And you'll see this through the writings. Freud considered all children sexually active. Well, in this scenario, Freud says there's a father and his wife, who's the mother of the children. Now, the children are following their natural inclination, and that's the touch, taste, sight, smell, sound. The environment is introduced into our lives through those senses. Part of the way to the brain, there are synaptic gaps, and either there's pain neurons, or something environment-stimulated neurons that deal with pain get to the brain. The natural response is to either fight it, whatever created the pain, or to avoid it. See, fight or flight. But when it came to pleasure, those are all pre-wired as well. We have a very complex nervous system. And so, you know, taste is different than touch, and sight, but we bring the information, whatever's in the environment, into our mind via the brain. And as this information gets to the brain, that if it's pleasure oriented, our mind naturally for a child is to look into the environment to get more. And so, as the child is learning, dopamine's emancipated in the brain as well, in the dendrites. And so they learn a lot, and it's up to the parent to tell them what's good and what's not. So, you know, later on, they'll know right from wrong and have a conscience. But in this case, according to Sigmund Freud, the children are behaving in a carnal, natural way. They don't know any better. They're just simply chasing the pleasure, and they're relating with the mother that would be associated with incest. Now, the mother evidently is taking pleasure in this as well. It's the father's role, and Freud identified the father in this phrase. Now, he doesn't agree with the phrase. He's saying just the father presents this behavior of the children as polymorphously perverse. In other words, they're going past the conditions that the father can accept in the relationship between the children and the mother. And those are the conditions that the father sees as only delegated between him and his wife. And those are associations of touch, taste, sight, smell, sound that are related to procreation. But the children don't understand that. See, they're just following the dopamine. And the matriarch, in this case, not in obedience to the patriarch. And this is why the husband's already ruled, desire of the heart of the wife is to the husband. But if the desire of the heart of the wife is to herself and to her children, that's where Freud focuses. And this is where the UN, and this is where Peace Corps, all these organizations, and Satan as well, he went to the woman. Because there is this natural inclination to relationship. They know the liberal. I had get on my website, one of the articles in there gives her name and the book and all the information about how men are different than women. By a liberal. And that women have a hormone that's emancipated when they're under stress or liberated, and it is oxytocin. And instead of fighting or fleeing, you know, fighting or running from the situation, they will tend and befriend. And so that's why the women in their natural state are relationship oriented. Men are position oriented. Men go to war on a cause, on a principle. Women will dialogue. To avoid the war for the sake of a relationship. And that's good in a home as long as the desire of the heart of the wife is to the husband. But if the desire of the heart of the wife is to herself, the UN Tensions and Cause War, 1950, they called these women who were under the patriarch and accepted the patriarchal paradigm in the home the nuclear essence of transcendental evil power. In other words, they insisted that the children obey the parent or the husband and obey the parents. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. And they called that the bad or evil mother, that behavior, because the cry of the child could not overcome or usurp or gain control in the situation. And so the child was never liberated from this patriarchal domination. And see, so Satan could not, if this was carried out in the garden, Satan could not get the woman to participate. But he did. And then Adam abdicated. You know, Adam abdicated for the relationship with the woman. Why did you hearken to the voice of your wife? That is relationship. Your dialogue is relationship. How you feel, what you think is tied in your dialogue. That's why everything's about dialogue. It's not preaching and teaching. I'll have ministers yell at me. We got a dialogue. No. You preach and teach the truth. You dialogue opinions. So if you treat the Word of God as an opinion, you can dialogue all day long, and therefore everybody's Christians are running down to the bookstore getting somebody's latest opinion of the Word of God. The Antichrist can rule with Christians' opinions of the Word of God. He cannot rule with the Word of God before him. That's why Satan couldn't handle Jesus, you know, through three temptations, and that was it. He's out of there. Can't handle it. Two-edged sword. Well, Freud then, his story is the children are doing this incestual relationship. And that simply means that there is no restraint between the mother and the environment, see, and the mind of the child who's finding pleasure from the environment. It just happens to be the mother in this case. And the father comes in and puts the cannot. There are things you can do, and there are things you cannot do. You see the sequence in the garden. God coming in, you can eat of these trees, you cannot eat of that tree. That's a patriarchal paradigm. But in the laws of the flesh, according to Freud's id, there is no negation. In other words, internally, there is no law that comes up that says, okay, what the children are doing with the mother is wrong. But the behavior it's called incest because it associates with the behavior between the husband and the wife that are involved in procreation. Now, Freud considered all children sexually active. He didn't see anything wrong with this behavior. Now, you have to think this through. If the touch, taste, sight, smell, sound, the sensuous behavior with the mother and the children that can be associated with the acts of procreation are okay, but children cannot procreate, that structure is the same structure as homosexuality. They can have all the sensuousness of an act of procreation, but it is not an act of procreation. The same structure. That's what Freud did, was hide in this cute little story. It wasn't cute, but in this story, he was able to hide his real homosexual, pedophile, bestiality outcome for psychology. Now, if you want to disagree with me, you can argue all you want. Get a hold of Herbert Marcuse, who wrote extensively about this Sigmund Freud. And about his hero, Freud's hero was Orpheus, who is a homosexual who made love to young boys. That's Sodom and Gomorrah wasn't just men, it was boys. It was pedophilia. It was an abominable culture. And so you bring psychology. There's no such thing as a Christian psychologist. If you've listened to me before, you know that. Because God's law, see, Paul says, with my mind, I love the law of God. Did you ever take a psychology class and study the law of God, which reveals your wickedness and that you need to repent before a holy and pure and righteous God who sent his son to die to redeem you from his wrath of the law, not from the law. The law, you would not know sin without the law. And so the law is simply a tutor to reveal to you that you need to turn to Christ Jesus and accept him as your Lord and Savior and believe upon him. And of course, he said, what my Father commands, that's what I do. And he who does my Father's will in heaven is my brother, sister, mother, a patriarchal paradigm. So you bring every captive, every thought to the obedience of Christ, the patriarchal paradigm that Jesus practiced. See? And so it's not the system I'm promoting. The system is a byproduct of walking in Christ. If you're walking in the Spirit and Christ is in you, you praxis a patriarchal paradigm. So practicing a patriarchal paradigm does not mean you're walking in Christ, but walking in Christ does mean you have to be walking in a patriarchal paradigm. Call no man father on earth. He is your heavenly Father. He is your Father. And you obey him in obedience. And when he says that sin, you call sin sin, and you don't do it. Now, you cannot not do it. That's the law of the flesh. And Paul says, who's going to deliver me from this body of death? It's Christ Jesus, his Holy Spirit within you, he's not an enemy against his law. He loves his law. That's why Paul says, with my mind, I love the law of God. And so in Christ, then, you're in love with his law. But his law condemns you. Now it's righteousness imputed by Christ, and the Holy Spirit will not break the law. So if you walk in the Spirit, when you walk in the Spirit, you will not disobey the law of God. The byproduct of being in Christ is sanctification. You know, it's you know, some issues God takes a long time to, you know, he has to work with us, and others it's instant. But if you've had a habit of lying all your life, and then all of a sudden, you know, you come to the Lord, and all of a sudden you stop lying. It's not you at the end of the day that stop lying. It is your walking in the Spirit. The byproduct is you're not lying anymore. But Freud negates all that. He's saying there is no voice above. The voice is within you. It's your natural human behavior crying out for relationship with the creation, and this oppressive father who is he's polymorphously perverse in his thought. He's saying, no, there is right and wrong, and it inhibits you from your natural human behavior. That's why traditional patriarchal parents are under attack. Child protective services, I call them pedophiles, because they're in touch with the child's touch, taste, sight, smell, sound, and their desire to relate with the creation. And they are therefore, child protective services hate the patriarchal paradigm. They might say, oh, we you know, Planned Parenthood, isn't that wonderful? Planned Parenthood, what do they do? They're the greatest promoters of the destruction of the home. Read Wilhelm Reich. Wilhelm Reich said, just the practice of abortion destroys the home. Just for a culture to accept that declares war on the traditional home. It cannot even survive. And so you have child protective services, which focuses and embraces abortion, coming to help the home. No, they're not going to help the home. They're going to destroy the traditional patriarchal home. That's all Sigmund Freud. That's all psychology is. You can't move out of it. You can't Christianize it. You can't glorify it with God's word. You can cover it with, you know, wolves and sheepskin. You can cover it with scripture. Satan knows scripture. He even quoted scripture to Jesus himself. The audacity of it. All they can do is deceive and manipulate and seduce to consume. That's why I call child protective services. You know, most of them are ignorant. They're absolutely stupid because they haven't read. First of all, they're not in love with the Word of God, because if they were truly Christians and believers and trusted in the Lord with all their heart, their conscience would create guilt within them, and they would not do it. They couldn't praxis it. They can't do the dialectic. If you have faith in God, you're not going to praxis the dialectic. And if you practice the dialectic, you can't have faith in God. And so if you let your feelings become the foundation, the human experience become the foundation, that's all evil. It's human experience relating with a tree. Nothing wrong with a tree. Nothing wrong with a creation. So therefore, it's wrong with God. It's wrong with a parent. And so when the parent tells the child you can't do something, and parent, which the child, it wouldn't even hurt the child. The parent just says, don't eat the cookie. And the child, and the parent spanks the child to the child protective services, that's child abuse. Do you understand? That's Satan speaking. Satan's saying, you know what, Eve, when God said you couldn't eat of this tree that was good, this cookie, whatever it is, it's good, it's in the environment, it won't hurt you. God is practicing child abuse. Can't separate. They're one and the same, folks. They're one and the same in structure. Then Norman O'Brown says, what the child knows consciously and the adult unconsciously is that we are nothing but body. See, the child who's following his natural inclination, he's inquiring into the environment to find what it is that produced the pleasure that he's then, you know, it's Freud's pleasure principle. But the parent comes along and says, cannot, must not, thou shalt not, and then chastens the child. God says, if you refuse chastisement, see, you're a bastard. You're not one of mine, because I'm above and you're below. And chastening says there's right and wrong. I'm right and you're wrong. See? And therefore, you're subject to higher authority. But this whole system, Maslow says the first thing I do with authoritarians, those who fear God, is I break their backs of beating. Immediately, I treat them like the bastards they are. So the child, in his natural state of incest, his carnal nature, he is conscious that there's nothing but body. That's all he's, when he's writing on the wall, he's just satisfying the dopamine within him. The environment is simply there for the grabbing. It is his hope. It's his future. It's his identity. It is his life. This is Norman Brown's life. This is life. Against what? Death. That's when the parent comes in and says, no, you cannot satisfy the flesh. The flesh of man is not the foundation for reality. And of course, Freud calls it reality principle, the patriarchal that interferes with the pleasure principle, which is the matriarchal moving. And once you justify it, once you're a thinker, now you're the heresiarchal. See, the matriarchal is just following the feelings. They're just writing on the walls. The heresiarchal are writing on the walls because they know they're out to destroy the patriarchal. That's the revolutionary. The middle is rebellion. You're just rebelling. Why? You're following your nature, your desire to inquire into the environment for whatever produced the pleasure. And so the child knows consciously. He's fully conscious of what he's doing. He's not above himself conscious. He is earthy conscious. And the adult unconscious. Why is the adult unconscious? Because the parent came along and said, you can't do that. And so he suppressed his real nature. God suppressed Adam and Eve's real nature when he said, you can't eat of that tree. See the correlation? And then once Satan came along, he was the savior. Now, almost every program I mentioned, Bloom's taxonomy, Bloom on page 166 of the affective, the feelings, the incest nature, he says that there were two men who are his worldview, his Weltanschauung, and Eric Fromm was one of them. Eric Fromm says Satan, who is a symbol of wisdom and rebellion, he's our hero. So Eric Fromm, who made Marx lovable by the left in America by the 60s, and so the Democratic Party is transformational Marxism. There are some traditional people that call themselves, or maybe transitional, call themselves Democrat, and they don't fit in the Democratic Party. They say it's just gone a little too far. Well, it's transformational Marxism. We have a transformational Marxist at the head of this nation, occupying an office, literally practicing treason, because nobody can swear to defend and uphold a contract given that limits government, limits the power of government. His whole agenda is to destroy any contract that limits a dialectical, democratic, globalist, socialist form of government. Well, that's all that Satan was doing. He was destroying man's limited government under God. All authority is of God. And that's why we used to, by the way, have the Ten Commandments in the public schoolhouses, because we used to recognize a patriarchal paradigm. But the courts in the 50s went to the heresiarchal, which is how do you feel, what do you think of those who are in love with the creation? Incestual guilt. Now, Freud said this incestual guilt, this guilty feeling. Remember, the children are eventually kicked out by the father because they are not listening. and they are keeping this this incestual relationship with a mother. He drives them out. They do a famous, what I call the famous 10th court oath. They come to a consensus. Your town hall meeting has probably done this. If they have a mission statement, they've all done the same thing. These are just incestual children who've rejected godly restraint, and they came back and they killed the father. Now, this is Freud. This is Sigmund Freud. You call yourself a Christian psychologist. This is your foundation. There is no other foundation. You can say, well, I'm a Christian. I believe in the Word of God. No. Psychology says this is your foundation. You go back and you kill the father. That's all Satan was doing in the mind of Eve, killing the father. It's not a matter, as Freud said, it's not a matter whether the father's still alive or not. It's just he is no longer relevant. When Eve said it's good for food, pleasing the eyes, desires to make one wise, God was no longer relevant. His command was no longer relevant. And so when the children come back and kill the father, they don't only kill the father, they eat him. I understand, it's so gross. Why? It's because if you just bury him, there's a tombstone. The next generation will say, who's that? And somebody will say, oh, that was our dad. Well, how was he? And so you reincorporate the past. That's the old traditional history. You look beyond your own life history to the history of your parents and the parents before them to find a consistency of a top-down system. So you have to annihilate him. See, Mark says, once the earthly family, this family that chastens their children, in chastening, you're teaching your children there's right and wrong. If there is no right or wrong, you don't have the right to chasten. See, there's direct correlation. When my mom taught in public school, she had a board. Whack, you know. But no, that's gone. Now don't hurt their feelings. You go to a restaurant and you spank your child. Now feelings are property. That's the affective domain. Went into the schools and the teachers were trained to be facilitators, where now the children's feelings became property. They were just as viable as 2 + 2 = 4. In fact, more so, because if you came to a group grade, a consensus that it was 5, you get an A because the process was now more important. The process of sensuousness was more important than any truth that interfered. Feared, see, that blocked that sensuousness with the creation. And so the affective domain in the schools, which used to be in the parents' hands, it worked like this. When the parent told the child to take the garbage out and they say, well, I don't feel like doing it, the parent took care of the affective domain. Now in the classroom, and according to Sigmund Freud, that natural inclination has to come out. That is treated as fact. So when you spank your child in the restaurant, you're infringing on everybody else's property, on their feelings, and they have the right to turn you in because you're demonstrating a patriarchal paradigm. And Marx said, once you realize that traditional family structure in the restaurant is God's secret, you've got to annihilate that father and that mother who insist on that patriarchal paradigm. This is across this nation. Child Protective Services is all about the annihilation of the patriarchal paradigm. They're quoting Karl Marx. They're practicing it. Once you realize that traditional home says, this is mine and not yours. This is my child and not your child. This is my property and not your property. This is my nation and not your nation. God's saying, this is my tree and not your tree. You can have those, but not this one. It's called liberty and law. And Marx understood, he says, once you realize that traditional home is God's secret, that traditional home, and this is his word in English, it must be annihilated. You don't just kill the fathers in this nation. You make sure that they're not mentioned on TV. Anytime they're brought up, they're mocked and ridiculed and made fun of. Christians are running from the Father. Oh, they are in love with Jesus, but a fatherless Jesus. That's the Antichrist. Because who did Jesus tempt? When Jesus was tempted in the wilderness, where did he turn to? He turned to his Father. It is written. It is written. It is written. Dad says, Dad says, Dad says. Not anymore. You go to the courts and you say, the Constitution says, our framing fathers said. They're going to mock you and they're going to attack you. You don't have the right to turn to a higher authority anymore. This is the Antichrist. You must turn to a new Christ. He's just a fatherless Jesus. And anytime you bring up the Father, it's just in lip service. Oh, they might bring up the law of God, but it's in some glass container somewhere as a museum piece. Well, we're free from the law of God. Let me tell you something. The gospel incorporates God's mercy and grace, but it also incorporates his law. Christ in you is God's law in you. And any time you look at the law, you see God's mercy and grace. Before you come to the Lord, it's the wrath of God. But in Christ, now it is his mercy and grace. The law is not negated. Every soul will stand before God accountable to his law. Why aren't you sharing his law? The law is perfect, converting the soul. It's what converts the soul. But not in the church anymore, no. Now we have to, ministers are actually out there doing the New Age world system. Yield to the higher power. Yield to the dictator. Yield to the Antichrist. No longer yield to the higher authority. That's the difference, folks. It's paradigm difference. The authority is patriarch. The power, yield to the higher power, is heresiarch. That's what King James wanted, the church under his power. No, the church is under Christ. It's a bride of Christ. He's coming back for a spotless bride. Isn't holding hands with the world or the governments of the world. But that's not the church today in America. No, it's doing the very same thing the church did in fascist Germany. Very same system. Tied itself to the government. See, Marx said, once you understand that traditional home, see, all our government was limited. It checks and balances between government in the national and the state and the county and the township. Where in this nation was that checks and balances not separated? That you could have the executive, legislative, and judicial. They were in the home. It's a biblical. It's under God. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. And so all the socialists, every form of it is all about, this is the directorate, this is the Soviet, this is the consensus process in our nation today. It's to destroy that limited form of government so that you can go into the home and destroy the patriarchal home. There is no other purpose. I've read thousands of social psychology books. I've read the enemy's books. And folks, for 80 years, if not longer, that's been the only agenda in our nation in education, is to destroy the traditional patriarchal home and carry out Karl Marx's quotation. Once that traditional home is discovered to be God's secret, that traditional home must be annihilated, both in theory, that's asking the children how they think and what they feel, and practice. In other words, we're going to practice in the group grade so they're now consciously class conscious. In other words, those parents are oppressing them at home, preventing them from their full discovery of their potential, just like Satan got Eve to become class consciousness. It's God who is restraining her from what's normal. There's nothing wrong with the tree. There's nothing wrong with your children going out here and doing what they feel like doing. Even the church is saying that today. You know, there's a lot of big ministries out there promoting this heresiarchal paradigm. I just encourage you, though, not to buy into it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways, you acknowledge Him, and let Him be the one who directs your paths. It is not in you to direct your steps. God never gave you anything in the flesh to direct your steps. He is the one. Walk in the Spirit and not in the flesh. This is Dean Gocher, founder and director of the Institution for Authority Research. I encourage you to get on my website, authorityresearch.com. And do some reading. Become informed on what's happened. And trust in the Lord. Go to Him. Cast all your cares upon Him.